5D. Exercise 2B. Page 88.
Texting teens in the USA. Do you own a mobile phone? Do you send text messages? Even if you send texts, it's likely that in America you are going to find teens sending many more than you do. American teens are sending more text messages to each other than ever before. How many? Well, if you had a dollar for every text the average American teen sends in a month, you would have over $3,300. Just 10 years ago, it was very rare to see an American teen with a mobile phone. Back then, they were mostly just used for emergencies. Now, though, American teenage girls send an average of 4,050 texts per month. Teen boys send fewer, but their total still reaches 3,000 a month. So why have American teens turned into text zombies? Many teens like how confidential texting is. They can send and receive texts without their parents or teachers knowing about it. Another reason is teens' busy schedules. Many teens are involved in after-school activities or have volunteer or regular jobs, and texting is much easier and faster than talking on the phone. All this texting comes at a price. Are American teens still going to be capable of face-to-face communication? Many have never even developed a good sense of what it means to speak coherently with others. Even written language suffers, since keeping exchanges to 140 characters chops words in half and butchers the natural flow of language. What a shame it would be if in 10 to 20 years teens develop arthritis in their thumbs, not to mention the danger of car accidents. Nearly 50% of American teens admit to texting while driving or to being in a car while the driver was texting. Texting increases the risk of crashing by 23 times. While mobile phones have countless advantages, there is no doubt that they do come with dangers. We hope that if you use one, you use it with care.